Merry Christmas.
Ho, ho, ho.
Merry Christmas, how you doing? Jake.
How you doing, man?
Yeah, great. Great, great, great. The end of the year.
Yeah, we had our Grow Through Trust Christmas party last night.
Mm-hmm.
So feeling rather fragile today, but not too bad.
The whole team was there. The two of us.
Yeah, man, we expensed it.
We expensed it to ourselves. And yeah, it's all good. It was good. It was a good night. Yeah, because for those who don't know, because we probably just mentioned it once or twice in a pod, it's just Jake and I on the podcast. We don't really have a team or assistants or other people helping us.
I know, so it's hard to believe the level of extreme quality and content that can be put out by two people with full-time jobs. But
Exactly. And if you're watching this on Spotify, or if we put it on YouTube, which we should put it on YouTube, you'll see those magnificent hats we're wearing. So that's an incentive to to come and watch the episode as well. What are we talking about today, Jake?
We are talking about, we thought we'd end the year, because this is going to be the last pod that we put out this year, because we're going to give ourselves 1 week of break over Christmas. And we thought we would end it with just a little wrap up of the year. We talk about some of our favorite bits, give you guys a super quick overview before you stop listening to this when you think it's going to be a boring stats based episode. A super quick overview of the numbers of the pod for any of you that are interested in how it's growing. And just a little bit of a recap on what we've spoken about, who we've spoken to, and some of our favorite bits. We're going to keep it short.
Yeah.
Let's go.
So what have we done so far? And I feel like more people than we think, are interested in the behind the scenes of the podcast. Because a lot of people don't share. It's a bit of a secretive world, the podcast world, and what people do in terms of numbers, etc.
I mean, it was pretty interesting to learn from when we spoke to Daniel a few weeks ago that Diary of a CEO has like 35 people working on it. That was that was crazy. It's an interesting behind the scenes number that kind of. We haven't got anything that crazy to share, but
no, 35 people and I think £1 million a year budget. So we've got some room to grow this one. But we're very happy to say that we managed to do, so far, 37 episodes since the beginning of June. So we're not even a year in. It's only been a bit more than 6 months, 6-7 months. 37 episodes. We haven't missed a week. And recently, we started to do 2 episodes a week. So for those who've been listening to a few, we've got the interview episode with a guest on Tuesday, and a short, more tactical, topical episode, 30 minutes or so, on like Thursday. So that should accelerate the amount of episodes we get next year, for those who are already listening and the new ones coming in the new year. And we've got, we had so far 23 guests, which is out of 37. So that's the gap explained. Because we do have some episodes without guests now. But pretty good. Pretty good run so far. Like when we started, I didn't think that we'll manage to commit to like not miss a week, but we did it. And we'll just miss a week next week, but it's Christmas, so you know, we deserve it. But yeah, it's been quite a lot of content already going through the pod.
It's like the Christmas week always reminds me of when when people are like, oh, maybe we should run some ads for like our product or our game on like Boxing Day, because everyone's like got a new phone. And remember on Facebook, you used to have to target new device users, so people that have like literally just set up a new device. It's like maybe there'll be someone sitting there on Boxing Day with a new iPhone 15 and some new AirPods, and they just think I want to sit down and listen to a podcast on marketing on Boxing Day. But I think that probably isn't the case. Not I for certainly podcast. Won't be,
yes, for sure. Yeah, no, not for podcast, but it maybe still a good tactic for gaming for games. Actually, I don't know. I haven't worked.
It probably is for games. Yeah, I'm sure.
Games for a while. We just passed 13,000 plays across all platform. That actually doesn't count YouTube, so you can add a few hundreds for YouTube. But yeah, 13,000 plays between like all the podcast platforms. Obviously, the two main ones being Apple and Spotify.
That's pretty crazy.
Pleased with that. Yeah,
yeah, I think that's amazing considering a lot of podcasts. You know, a lot of people are in a position where they're doing something for a long time and they don't even get like 1,000 downloads. So yeah. I think we're in a pretty privileged position to be sitting here after 6 months. And I think something to add a bit of meat to that number, I did a little bit of rough back of a kind of envelope stats for anyone that's interested. So 13,112 downloads. That if we just roughly look at a kind of rough average listening time, that trend works out to be around 393,360 minutes of time listened, which is insane.
Yeah.
That works out at 6,556 hours. And the craziest stat is that 6,556 hours is 273 days of listening time, which is 75% of a year. So in 6 months, we've had 75% of a year's worth of time, people listening to us talking and talking with our guests, which is pretty mind-blowing. I think that's pretty crazy. So if you had to sit down and listen to all of that, it would take you 275 days, which is nuts.
Yeah.
Obviously not 275 days to listen to all the content. It's just all of the people that have listened. And
combined,
all of that combined together.
That's very cool. That's crazy. Again, like I can't remember exactly the stats, but I think most podcasts that don't pass 10 episodes, so we smashed that already. And yeah, so far so good. Yeah, it looks like the people listening right now are getting some value out of it. Sometimes, at least, I would hope. And it's giving us, I think, that's what we were saying last night, like it's giving us like the strength to continue into the new year and try and improve things. And the guests that we bring on, the topics that we talk about, the quality of the content in general, and really try and, you know, grow as big as we can in 2024.
And we've already got some pretty exciting things to announce. We're like on the cusp of being able to announce something that's kind of blown me away, but we can't do that just yet. But hopefully in early next year we'll be able to talk about that. And this
teaser in terms of followers or subscribers to the pod, we are actually really close to 1,000 followers on Spotify, which is mad. That means every time we release an episode there's about 1,000 people. Precisely 971 people who gets a notification and gets aware of our podcast being dropped, being live. And then on Apple, we've got almost 400. It's 383 people following the podcast on Apple Podcast. So the Apple people, you need to get following, because Spotify is smashing it. But I've got a theory for that. I think the reason why Spotify is a lot better for followers on a podcast is just because the podcast ecosystem is integrated with the main app, and people are really used to follow artists, albums, whatever, playlists.
Yeah.
So they would follow a piece of content like a podcast a lot easier than people on Apple, which have to use a different app and it's not really integrated the same way or as well as Spotify does it. So that's my hunch as to why.
I think that's fair enough. But if you want to give me and Yo a Christmas present, follow right now. Look at your phone and follow it, whatever platform you're on. Give us a follow. That would be amazing. And a review. If you want to give us a really good Christmas present, then you can leave us a review.
Yeah. A little present would be a follow. A really good present is a 5-star review written by you, like crafted by yourself directly.
Use everything that we've spoken about on the podcast, curate a beautiful hook. Yeah, write exactly. That damn review with some customer profile in mind, baby.
Oh, there's one thing that actually is new about engagement. Well, definitely follow and leave a review because that helps with the rankings and more people discovering the pod and, you know, increasing the trust signals. But now we are hosting the podcast on the Spotify hosting platform. Still means you can get it everywhere else. But Spotify allows everyone listening on there to send us a voice message directly in a link. So in the show notes, if you look at the show notes at the episode right now, you'll see a voice message URL at the end of the show note. That is to directly record something through a web hook, like a web page. They allow you listeners to send us message via audio, which we can then talk about during the pod. So if you want to interact with us, you can use that too.
We can play it, so, yeah, like proper radio DJs. Send us your voice notes and we'll play them.
Exactly. That would be really cool, actually, having questions. Maybe we'll start doing that next year. If people are up for asking, like doing Q&As, we could also do episodes where we reply to questions that people send us. So yeah, Spotify is really getting into the engagement piece of podcasting with the voice message, like I just said, the Q&As and the polls, which are also like written on the episode page as you're listening to it. So engage with us. We're ready for it. And we want to do more. Also, yeah, make sure you do. What else did we want to say? We managed to get into the top marketing podcast in the UK quite a few times, at our surprise, like from a very early on in the launch of the podcast. I think new podcasts get favored into the rankings. That's one way to, you know, when you get like a first burst of listens, you rank high. But we did it multiple times. So even I think as of recording today, I think we are number 30. In the UK marketing charts, which is great. We've been in the top 10s a few times. I think we've been top 3 at some points, a couple of times. So yeah, thank you everyone for listening.
Just share this episode with all of your friends and try and help us get a Christmas number one.
Oh man, that would be the biggest gift of all. But yeah, no, that's great. So we do pay attention to these things, even though they say when you do a podcast, it's a long game and you need to like, yeah, I'm always like, yeah. But I do want the dopamine hit. I want to see that I'm number one, baby.
Yeah,
that always exciting.
We're performance marketers at heart, so it's impossible to not look at the data and look at the numbers. So
yeah. Right, so that was for the stats part of this episode. I hope you find it interesting, or just out of curiosity, it's good to know the numbers. I think, well, in terms of monthly listens, I think we're still touching or getting closer and closer to like 3,000 plays a month, which is still small in comparison to the big ones, but it's huge compared to most podcasts who gets nothing. So I feel like kind of in the middle. I feel like we're not achieving compared to like the big dogs, but at the same time, it's been so recent that I think we need to be a bit patient as well. That's true.
Yeah, man. I mean, we could fill out some interesting venues in London if you look at it that way, right? We can't fit. If we put on a live show, we couldn't fill out the O2, but we could fill out like the Relentless Garage or something. Easily, it's probably only a few hundred. So. We could do.
What is that? I never heard of that venue. What's that?
The garage in Highbury.
Ah, okay. Right, now is the section where we talk about. We ask each other a few questions. There's only a few because we couldn't come up with more than two or three.
We haven't rehearsed the answers, guys. We've rehearsed the questions.
So this is like off the cuff. Ask each other what was our favorite episode and why. Jake, you go first.
Oh, damn. Threw me under the bus. My favorite episode. Well, there's so many to choose from. One that I was really proud of when we put it out was the episode with Robertas. That was back in the super early days. It was like maybe the fourth or fifth episode. And the reason why I really liked that was because it was the first time we touched on, and honestly the first time I've really heard in a kind of media like this, people talking about like kind of black cat techniques and things that weird like affiliate techniques that people used to do back in the day. And that was it was a really interesting chat around why smaller brands or like more kind of hustly things pay more attention to important stuff that people don't necessarily see as too sexy now. So like the funnel, so like crafting a really nice hook and crafting a really nice landing page and driving people through. I know like the concept of like testing a funnel is obviously something people still talk about, but putting it through that lens, I thought was great. And we kind of nerded out a bit on like black hat things, and I'd like to talk a bit more about that in the future. And we've touched on that with lots of guests since, and people have kind of mentioned that in passing, but that was probably one of my favorites. It was that was a good one for me.
Good one. Absolutely. Yeah.
How about you?
I wasn't expecting it. Well, go for it. Guess.
I am guessing you're going to say the Cody episode.
I was thinking about it, but no, I don't think it is. My favorite episode so far, I think, was with G-Day. For many reasons, actually. Well, first of all, because I really like him. I think we're very
he's great.
Good friends. I really like what he's done with his agency, his TikTok agency. I really like what we talked about, the TikTok content and what makes it successful, etc. And it ties up really nicely with something else that we mentioned in terms of like what could be like predictions for 2024, which is CEO founders being content creators at the same time. Because since the episode came out, his personal branding, his profile on TikTok and Instagram has exploded. Like, I don't know if you checked his content or if you follow him, but all of his content is hitting the mark now. Like, he's got the formula down to a T. So my why is exactly that. And I think I recommend everyone to, first of all, if you haven't listened to this episode, go check it out, because we talk a lot about TikTok ads, just content creation and how to be successful in short form video content. But also I suggest to go and follow him on either TikTok or Instagram. I'll put it in the show notes if I remember. But because it's like a masterclass literally in how to grow recently. And I think he's at this rate next year, like he's gonna, you know, be so much bigger, and I think he'll have a lot more weight in anything he does, because his audience is gonna be huge. So
it's props cool. to him. He's killing it.
Yeah, he's
and as you were talking, I was thinking there's another one, another favorite of mine that we couldn't not mention, which is the Sonia episode, because there was so many fun things that we spoke about on that podcast, and lots of interesting topics that we'll probably not speak about with anybody ever again. And at that point, it was my best ever performing LinkedIn post that I put out. So I was happy about that. But Sonia's ep was great.
One of the reasons why it was great, but I'll wait for you to come back.
I left the key. Lizzie went out. I left the key in the fucking door.
Oh, no.
She still rung the doorbell. I was like, there's a key in the door. What do you think I left it in the door for you?
Let me know when you're ready. I just stopped talking when you left.
Yep.
I can just pick it up from there. I was going to say, I think one of the reasons why this episode's done very well as well, I think it's growing into like being one of our top, definitely in the top 10, probably in the top 5 now, very close to.
Yep.
We talked about OnlyFans marketing, things that she's done. And I think it's a very interesting topic for many people, something that not many people understand. How it works and the quirks of managing creators who are like in the you know sex industry, I guess. That's why it was attractive. I think one of my best LinkedIn posts as well, where we promoted that content. And I think she's done a lot. Sonia has done a lot on our side to push it out to our audience. So yeah, really good one too. Only picked one, but you know, that's the third one. That's the bonus one. The other question was, what was one thing that we took away from the podcast and implemented either at work or for the podcast or whatever? Something that we took away and did. Do you want to go or should I start?
You can start this time.
So on that one, I will mention Cody, because he's definitely one of the... is the representation or an example as to like why we do this podcast, to discover new people, not just talk to people that we already know. And one of the things that was fascinating about him is like his relentless motivation to like create momentum, or as he calls it, like digital mass on the internet. Digital gravity. Exactly, to attract things towards you, towards your business. And one of the things that he was really passionate about and was testing a lot at the time was for his business, actually, the AI, like the usage of AI, the generative AI to create text and copy for anything. But in our case, in the case of a podcast, and off the back of discovering him, we started using his tool straight away. So since the beginning of the podcast, literally month one, maybe month two, we've been using AI to generate the copy that you see in the show notes, obviously with little tweaks, but like copying the show notes, the timestamps, looking at the, you know, the content itself, so we don't have to like spend hours trying to, make it make sense. It's all done through AI. So that was a good learning. Like definitely one thing that we automated that saves a lot of time.
That's me. A great one. Yeah, there's a lot of things. I probably would have said the same going first. I think the phrase that I've used the most is digital gravity. Just use it in like practically every deck that I make at work. And
shout out Cody.
Shout out Cody. And the good news is he's coming back. He's coming back for a round two with us in early January. So
yeah.
Enjoy the episode. Keep your eyes peeled. We have a good chat. Yeah. We're actually talking to him tonight, but he won't be out for a while. So for me, an episode that I learned a lot from was when we spoke to Steve P. Young. He gave some really interesting ways to, like practical ways to look at what kind of competitors are doing in the ASO space and how you can utilize some of their techniques to for your own purposes, and how best he answered some questions that I'd had along around SEO ASO for a long time, which was how to make changes and kind of do big bets when it comes to changes on your app store title and profile page without destroying your performance that you've got so far, because I've always thought that's the tricky balance to have. And he had some really interesting ways of doing that, and also just so many like case studies that he was talking us through around changes that improvements to conversion rate through making changes that you wouldn't necessarily expect, like removing paywalls or changing numbers on paywalls. So that was a really good one for me.
For those who don't know what ASO means, it's App Store Optimization. The art of looking at keywords on Google Play and the Apple Store to rank higher. Yeah, good one.
Go and listen to the episode, 'cause it's a great one.
Exactly. Last question, more like a future-led question. What channel would we spend the most time on in 2024? Marketing channel, obviously. I'll go first on this one because I've been pushing it to you every time. Thing for me will be kind of obvious. I think it will be TikTok. Again, I think there's a lot that can be done on the channel. So like from where I work at Nude, I think there's a lot we can do on the channel still. But also in terms of the podcast, I think we try to do some clips with some degree of success and failure, more failure than success. I think spending more time on that channel to bring distribution to our content or to a business is the thing that I'm probably gonna spend most of the time on for sure.
Yeah, it's cool. And if anyone listening wants to intern at a fast-growing podcast clipping episodes, then please let us know. We cannot pay you any budget, unfortunately, but you know what you will learn by clipping up those episodes is incredible, well, worth more than any monetary value. Let us know, because we haven't got time to do that. It takes a long time, and it's something we need to do more of. Yeah. For me, maybe not necessarily a channel, but it's going to be on the CRO side of things, because I think we've spoken a lot this year about how money has dried up. So VC money has kind of dried up, and there can no longer be a reliance on using cash to drive growth. And especially with what we were talking about a couple of episodes ago with the kind of CPMs going through the roof and everything that's going to be happening in America next year, but just in general, CPMs on all channels increasing, there is going to be a big need to just make sure your product, your landing page, your website, your app, whatever, is like converting really well, because it's going to be incredibly expensive to acquire people to it. The focus needs to be on making sure it converts well. So, CRO is a big industry, but I think that's going to be where we're going to be spending a lot of time on, like, kind of work-wise, not necessarily for the pod, next year and in the coming years. So bone up on CRO is my tip.
Okay.
Conversion rate optimization, for anyone that's wondering what CRO is.
Yeah, sometimes we use acronyms and I'm like, maybe we should always define them so people who don't know. Now I want to spend a bit of time on the learnings, if we had any learnings doing the podcast so far, if there's a few things that we know we improve, things that we wish we've done differently or not done at all. I have a few I can go through, so I can start while you think about it on your side as well. For me, there's definitely two or three times where I forgot to send a link to the guest as we were starting to record. So that's definitely one of the challenges. It also happened to you once. So it's I'm still winning. I still have I've done it a few more times. But so one of the thing that we've done recently, which I think is going to be a game changer for next year, and it's already been quite great for like the last few weeks, is automating the guest booking system through just a Calendly, and like being a bit more prepared and in terms of having people booked for recordings. Because up until very recently, there was a lot of manual back and forth and talking to people to set those episodes up. And you might not have noticed, but sometimes we're literally recording the episode the day before, 2 days before it aired out. So we want a little bit more planning, and I think that's going to do that for us in the new year. So less stress on booking the people who comes on for the interviews, and more time to think about the content and have like better themes, maybe better questions, and just a little bit less stress on having people booked in advance. That's definitely
it's a good one.
A good learning. Yeah,
it's definitely stressful when it's like 2 days from recording when we haven't got a guest. But that's a thing of the past.
Yeah. What about you?
I think that I guess it's around like personal brand building and just driving awareness of a podcast. Like podcast marketing, we've learned this year is like, I don't want to say dead, but it's not really a thing because you have so little visibility into stuff. You don't know what's working, what isn't working. So for me, what I'm trying to do is just keep my exposure to me personally, and then as a byproduct of that, it will be exposure to the podcast, using the content from the pod on my own channels. So like I'll clip something of a guest and I'll use it to, or I'll clip something of me having an opinion on something from an episode, I'll use that on my personal LinkedIn. And I think that as hosts is a really important thing to be doing, because like we said in the past, building a personal brand is great for you, for yourself and for your business that you work at, and also for all your side projects. So, you know, marketing ourselves, it's effectively marketing the podcast. So that's a big one for me. I've started posting daily on LinkedIn, and I don't know if I'll keep doing daily next year, but I'm definitely going to keep up the regular cadence of posting. And you know, I think that does really help us bring eyeballs to the pod.
Yeah, definitely. Yeah, I've noticed your rise into LinkedIn fame.
My top digital marketing badge, baby, to finish the year.
Yeah, we've got a badge as well on your profile. Like that's really good. That's really, really good.
Got a badge.
If you don't know what it is, go check out Jake's profile on LinkedIn, and you'll see he's got a top digital marketing voice badge, which is awesome. Which is great. Cool. I think the last thing I wanted to talk about, and then maybe we can dream a little bit. What do we have plans for next year for the pod? We spoke about a few things we wanted to do, but let's jam on that for a few minutes before we wrap up. What should we do next year?
We can, like, when we started, we were AirPod recording, like crappy mic recording, and we stepped up the audio level, so now we have decent audio here to record on. So hopefully you guys are happy with the sound of the podcast. Sometimes I drive myself crazy with the editing, and it drives me insane, but for now that's good. We have stepped up through the kind of editing process. We use different tools now than we did at the start. We've upped our game visually especially now that we're on Spotify, and we got video with every podcast inside Spotify, so we now record in 1080. It'd be nice to get our own excuse to like buy a bigger, nicer digital camera. So that could be something for next year. But the big one for me is painting this damn room. So I'm in like 15-year-old boy's bedroom from when we moved into this house and haven't decorated it. So I want to make it look nice, because now hundreds of people are watching me talking and they're like, well, this guy's living in a fucking dump. So that's one for me. But in terms of the pod itself, I think... Nice. Continuously doing 2 episodes a week, because it allows people to pick and choose. Some people don't want to listen to a guest interview. Some people don't want to listen to something so long. And then the thing I've been constantly banging on about is kind of building a media brand, and something that we spoke about on the podcast in the past with Sebu when he came on was that how he kind of is spinning all his side projects into lots of little different things. So they have a content that is specific to like investing, and they have another piece of content that could be specific to like Web3 investing. So people can come and they can like pick and choose from a menu of all the different content. And I would love us through 2024 to start putting out some different things. So turning it into, watch a really good YouTube video on how James Corden's show in America, which is, I think, is it the Late Late Show, something like that? He's turned it into a variety show. He has lots of different features. All of those features exist as like on TikTok, so people discover different things that they like. And I think that's a really important thing for if you're doing media. How can you cater to lots of different people within the same topic? So hopefully we've got some interesting plans to do some of that next year.
We'll do marketing karaoke and sing.
Yeah, exactly. Yeah. We can just drop that on guests. So, right. Thanks for joining us now. You have to do 1 minute of karaoke for us.
But yeah, no, that's a good, I think that's a good, that's a good idea to try and think about segments and series that we could do either doing the during the podcast or outside in the clip, in the, you know, TikTok, Instagram kind of realms to attract people to the long form piece.
How about
that's
you?
Good. I think now we've got a better automation for the guest. I'd love for us to have a bit more diversity in the guest as well. Like it's very easy to just for us to tap into the people closest to the to us, and it's not necessarily like the best representation.
No.
To the marketing growth marketers landscape in the not only in the UK but like in Europe, in the world. So I think like developing that, thinking a little bit more about the guests in advance, like what we're trying to, the story we're trying to tell, the subject we're trying to tackle, and the people behind that, like being a bit more intentional with that. That's
we don't want people to think that it's like another podcast that just has guests that are like middle-aged white guys. It's like it's been important for us to not do that, but we've kind of fallen into the trap sometimes if it's like, oh shit, we've just had like three guys in a row. So that's a big thing for both of us, definitely.
There's no excuse why not. So
we just need
to do it. I think a bit more automation in some of the things that we mentioned, like, you know, being better, like we mentioned with the clips and using the footage from the content to do a little bit more outside. That would be nice if we could do more of that. But the one thing that I'm most excited about is if we can take this podcast outside of just podcast and do some version of live recording or events or meetups with people that are listening to it, that are, you know, well, to begin with, based in London, because that's, you know, will be probably the easiest for both of us to be there. But, you know, let's see, maybe take it in Europe. There's some events, like there's some marketing events that we know the people behind. Maybe they'll be kind enough to invite us to do live recordings of this podcast. We're going to try a few things next year and see if we can take it to the next level with that side of things, and maybe meet some of you in real life.
That'd be cool. Great. I mean, imagine going to a marketing convention or conference and it not just being a sales guy from HubSpot or a sales guy from like some other tech talk to it, doing like taking you through a deck, but instead you've got like Marcus going through the knowledge that he's got, or you've got like Daphne talking about the growth models and that kind of stuff. I think, you know, we've had amazing guests on here, and we would just want to find ways to like elevate them and spread their knowledge to people much more.
Yeah, that'll be cool. That'd be cool. There's definitely a gap in marketing events for more like live recordings type discussion / podcast. No one does live podcasting in marketing events. Like it's still very, very new. I think there's something that we could do. We could do that. Those are my things. I'm really looking forward to it. I hope we get a bit of growth in the new year in 2024 by just continuing to do what we do and bringing some interesting people, and talking to you. That's nice. So far.
Yeah, we haven't fallen out just yet. But, you know, we should say thank you to all of the guests, every single guest that came on. It's been amazing and really helped, you know, distill knowledge and get knowledge out there to people. And we've had so much good feedback from listeners. So that's amazing. And most importantly, if you're listening, especially if you're listening at this point, the week before Christmas, 41 minutes into an episode that was supposed to be 20 minutes long, then thank you very much for listening to us. Please give us your feedback or just communicate with us. We love hearing from anyone that listens. And, you know, continue doing it, continue spreading the word, and we wish you a very Merry Christmas.
A very Merry Christmas, and festive season break, whatever you do, wherever you travel or just family time, like just enjoy. And we'll be back in first week of Jan.
That's a wrap.